The producer of the film, Rachel Wexler, had been talking to me about this, emailing me and talking to me about this film for the most of the time we were programming for the festival this year. And when I eventually got to see it, it was in a one of the facilities houses in Soho, which, and incongruously, it was in the bar of that facility, in quite a shiny bar on a big screen. But despite the incongruous setting for the film, once it started, I was really never in any doubt I wanted to program this film for the festival. It's a really bold documentary, full of heart and courage. And that's true of the subjects in the film, but it's certainly true of the filmmaker behind Shed Your Tears and Walk Away. Would you welcome the film's director, Jez Lewis?
Thank you all very much for coming. It's an honour to have you all here. I don't want to say too much. I want to thank, in particular, some people I know were very involved in the film who I know are here tonight. Firstly, Cass, Bill, Rachel, Phil, Miranda, and Marion, who wasn't directly involved in the film, but without whom we couldn't have made it. What I try to do with this film is not kind of voice my own opinion so much. Inevitably, that happens to an extent. But as one of the lads on the park said when I asked if he didn't mind me filming, he said, of course, mate, normally anyone with a camera asks us to get out of the way. So I've tried to give those people who aren't ordinarily given that sort of opportunity the chance to speak for themselves. What I would like to say to people here from Hebden, we all have our own experience, obviously subjective, and we all have our own opinions. And if anything does upset you, then bearing in mind what I said about this being the voice of the people in it, do feel free to have a go at Cass. So thank you once again. I'm going to sit down. And thank you very much to Michael and...